I'm here with Richard Lewis, who's the chief executive here at Wimbledon. Richard, I guess all the hard work in preparation is done. Do you still get that same buzz on the opening day?
Absolutely, and it would be strange if I didn't. It's a huge amount of preparation, big team of people in place, and we're looking forward to it. Very excited, and I think the players are excited, as well as the spectators. It's a good feeling on the first day.
Do you get nervous?
Not especially, no. I get a buzz, though. You know, when the defending champion walks out on court at 1 o'clock, that's a special moment, and you see the centre court full and all that. That's nervous, no, but it's a tingle of excitement. I will confess that.
Yeah, clearly, it's a very sensitive time for the UK after the recent terrorist attacks. Security is always tight here. But did that lead to a further review again?
Well, I think like anywhere, whether it's events or whether it's just in, you know, public in general, there's reviews all the time, and we constantly review every year. We work very closely with all the relevant services, and we've got a great relationship with them. They've been very good. We've always implemented whatever recommendations they make, and nothing's different this year. So the really visible difference this year are the vehicle blockers in the park to protect the queue, but that's pretty obvious why we've done that given recent events.
Yeah, I saw that coming in actually, and I guess other things sort of behind the scenes that you probably won't be able to tell anyone about as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a balance between reassurance and helping people feel confident and reassured, and not giving away secrets, because clearly there are things that are confidential, and there's a lot below the radar that we implement and the other agencies implement as well.
Do any of the players ask for assurances before they get here or when they have got here?
No, they don't, but we do make a point of talking to them at the player meetings and proactively explain to them what we're doing, what our position is. But to be fair, they're so used to security at all events nowadays around the world, and so they've been very positive about what they've experienced and very patient, just like everybody else. But, you know, I think, like most people, they're used to it.
So many players have talked about the innovation here at Wimbledon, but still keeping with the tradition. We're looking over to number one court right now. It's sort of a strange sight, isn't it? Both inside and outside.
It is. It's quite dramatic, actually. I think number one court's looking fantastic. We're a third of the way through the building programme for the closing roof, which will happen in 2019. 2018 there will be a fixed roof, and this year there's a very small fixed roof. And so it's very open, very similar to Centre Court in 2008. And actually, I think number one court looks quite spectacular.
It looks massive.
It does. It looks bigger. And there are, in fact, a couple of... The seats aren't in, but there's a couple of extra rows at the back, so it is actually bigger. But, yeah, we think people, when they see it, will like it.
Yeah. Just finally, then, what happens here for you from here? Do you get to... Is it more reactive from here?
Exactly. So from now on, there's planned events and functions I go to and meetings, but... But yes, it's deal with anything that comes along, and hopefully that'll be very little.